All right, here's the other situation I want to share with you. And this one really involves not only an ethnic situation, but it also involves a gender issue. This is what the situation is about. And again, courtesy of the Metro Courier. You all probably heard and or read about the situation wherein we had a white young lady to accuse two black young men of having raped her. Both of the young men were football players at Sacred Heart University. And Nikki Iovino accused both of them of raping her in a bathroom. As it turns out, she lied on them. She had sexual intercourse with both of those men in a bathroom, but it was consensual. And she had told investigators they had raped her. And as it turns out, it was after someone else not involved with the situation but learned about the false accusations came forward and shed some light on some apparently explicit text messages that had been shared between Iovino, the accuser, and the two male students whom she had accused. Text messages shared between her and those two, and one of the men had even captured part of the incident on his cell phone. Once the police confronted her with the evidence that had been presented to her, she began to concede that she had lied when she accused them of having raped her. At least one of them lost his football scholarship over that charge, though, because it took a while for everything to go to court and everything to be resolved. In the meantime, the two young black men were considered guilty as alleged. Before everything went to trial, before there was a verdict based on the facts, based on truth, they were basically treated kind of badly by some in the public, by some at the school. When it was finally discovered, determined that Nikki Iovino had lied and finally pleaded guilty to making up those allegations, she was sentenced to 3 years in prison, two of them put aside. So she's supposedly going to spend 1 year in prison, then be on probation. This is one of the things I want to point out about that. There are people who say that during the trial, during the court hearing, particularly the sentencing stage, particularly the point at which one of the men who had been falsely accused of raping her was reading a statement as regarding how his life had been turned upside down since that false accusation. Several people say that she was rolling her eyes. Nikki Iovino was rolling her eyes as she listened to this man share how her lie had devastated him. Now, here's the thing. There were a number of white people observing Nikki rolling her eyes who expressed the fact that they had a problem with her rolling her eyes while this black man is talking about how she turned his life upside down based on her lie. This is the main point that I want you to take from what I'm sharing with you right now. I truly appreciate the white people who observed white Nikki Iovino rolling her eyes, showing absolutely no remorse for having caused so much trouble to these two young men based on her lie. I know some of you might be wondering, well, why did she tell that lie in the first place? And one of the reports is that she wanted to impress a prospective boyfriend by lying on these two black men whom she had had consensual sex with and then falsely accused of having raped her. Remember that happened to, oh goodness, how am I forgetting his name? Considered one of the best basketball players ever. And he had sexual intercourse with a woman who worked in the hotel he was staying at. And after they had their consensual sex, she ran out of his room claiming that he had raped her. And it turned out that she had lied. Help me. What's the name of that basketball player? Yeah. Years ago. Number of years ago. Now, there were people who were upset. People of all ethnicities who were upset. Once it was discovered that young lady had lied on that athlete. I appreciate the fact that we have so many white people, both genders, who will say, hey, look, wrong is wrong. And we don't appreciate what she did to them. Kobe Bryant, thank you. Appreciate y'all. Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant had sexual intercourse with that girl in the hotel, sent his security detail away, had her come on into the room, bad idea. But of course, there were a number of people who were upset with that young lady for having lied on Kobe Bryant. I appreciate the fact that not only black people are upset about lies like that, but white people are too. Of course, a note of caution is this. I know that sexual intercourse is a very, very significant part of life for males and females. Man, doesn't it get risky though? Especially when you don't know whether you're having sex with someone who may or may not have the kinds of morals about those kinds of relationships that you have. Think about the general several years ago who was having an affair with a married female journalist. And after they'd had their affair for a while, she went public with the information, wrote a book about it. Not only was the general married, but she was married too. They both had children. It didn't matter to her how that would impact her husband or her child, by publicizing this story. She wanted to get paid. Well, for whatever reason, she wrote a book about it, made sure that we were all fully aware of the fact that that affair had occurred. Is the potential trouble worth the potential pleasure? It could never be enough.
love.